Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
We've been talking a lot about the influx of dollars from both the federal and state level to support meat processing, such as through education programs or expansion grants. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and who better to remind us why these investments are happening and how it's making a difference than a meat processor? Justin Corman is the general manager of Wilson Farm Meats in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. He tells me he's looking forward to the high school meat science curriculum being offered statewide to help start the next generation of workers. But first, he reminds us what happened in the meat industry during the pandemic that calls for state investment.
Before the pandemic, a lot of people were going to the grocery stores, stuff like that. But when it hit and grocery stores started to have a lot of limits on things like that, small places like us didn't get hit as hard just because we had a little quicker and easier access to the product. So it brought a lot of people back into our stores, and then they kind of found out the little guys still there that they probably just didn't know about. Even in our own community, we're kind of a little hidden, and so a little bit of a gem in the corner. And so it brought a lot of people into the store that had never been there before, and then they just stayed. And I think that happened to a lot of people across the board. And then it kind of was a resurgence of the small processors and things like that. And once people found out about it, they stayed. And now big problem is like a lot of industries, the older generations that knew what they were doing and were still in it and everything like that, they're reaching the point where they're getting ready to retire or have retired, and a lot of them are staying longer because there's nobody to replace them. And butchery used to be a trade, and it's no longer there just because of the big ones turned it into factories, and so the trades of butchery just kind of disappeared. And I think that's something that we're interested in, especially with the development of talent and stuff like that. We're all interested in kind of redeveloping that.
And you and I talked earlier, you could double your workforce right now with the amount of work you have to do at the plant. Is labor number one issue for you?
100%. So I've turned away way more work than I'm doing just because I don't have the people to do it. If I could double my staff tomorrow, I definitely would, and I'd be able to keep them busy plus overtime. And we started offering much higher wages, benefits like 401k, health insurance, free meals, more vacation time than you used to, and it's just hard to recruit anybody.
What programs in particular were you interested in that you're excited to take advantage of?
I think the biggest one that really struck out to me was developing in high school. The majority of the people that work in this industry, they're not college graduates and stuff like that, because a lot of it's hands-on learning. But a big hurdle we face right now is high school kids can't come and work for us technically because they can't handle any of the equipment. For whatever the reason is, they come into our shop and they can't use a knife. But if they go to a restaurant, a grocery store, a deli, they can use that same knife, but they come into our place, they can't. So high school kids can't come in and learn the trade from us and develop an interest. So by the time they get out of high school, they don't even know about butchery as a trade or as an industry to go into or an interest. So they started talking about the college side of it, which is great. And UW-Madison's got a fantastic program and a master butcher program and all that type of stuff, but that's out of reach for a lot of people. So going down to the high school level is going to be really big in just drawing a new interest into the industry.
Do you see room for more? Is there something missing that you think the state could do to help the industry?
Another thing that's kind of disappeared is the industry trades, so the apprenticeships and journeyman and master, and something that you're finding across the board in any industry right now is employees are more interested in that sense of accomplishment and titles and recognition. And I think as an industry, and especially with like WOMP and everything, we could start to develop those programs that are, recognized by everybody in the industry, and there's places for to send employees and people that want to train in the industry and accomplish things and be recognized for what they're capable of.
Hey, looking ahead for your business in Alcorn, are you taking advantage of any expansion grants? Anything new coming up on the horizon?
Yes, we are, actually. We did receive the latest grant here, and as soon as the contract's up, released to us, and we can start basically spending it. I've already got it all planned out for what I want to do with it. We're going to be getting more processing equipment to allow us to move more of our product through. Like I said, we specialize in pork, so a lot of our bacon is a huge deal with us. It's one of our biggest sources of income is our bacon. And then we're also going to be able to expand our cooler space for our carcass cooling and stuff like that, and our efficiency on our slaughter floor. I'm just going to say I'm really excited that they're starting to develop these programs, and it's good to know that I'm not the only one thinking about it, and I've been talking to other people across the industry, and what I say here is stuff that's been discussed at other meetings and with other people in this industry. The other owners and people that have been doing this for a long time, like, it's an industry that has a lot of pride, but everybody's in it together and wants everybody else to succeed. It's not like any other industry I've been involved in.
That's Justin Corman with Wilson Farm Meats in Alcorn. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.